Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. We left off on the very last line of Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, "Boy Minei Me Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba." They raise the following shayla to Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Kedera Al Gabe Kira. Let's say you left a pot on Erev Shabbos on top of the stove and was not Garuf Katum Uvishla B'Shabbos and it continued cooking into Shabbos. So Mahu is can you eat that food now? Meaning, I know you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do here, it's an Isra Drabanan. But let's say it was done. So now can you eat the food? So Ishtik Velamar Levelomidi, Rabbi Chibar Abba did not respond. Lamachar, the next day, Yatsa Darashluhu, Rabbi Chibar Abba went out and darshined when he gave his shir, Hamavashal B'Shabbos, B'Shogi Yochel B'Mezel Yochel V'Loshna, that if a person is Mavashal on Shabbos, if he does it B'Shogeg, you're allowed to eat the food, even on Shabbos. If he does it B'Mezid, you're not allowed to eat the food until Motsoy Shabbos. So you see that when you cook, there's a difference between whether you did it b'shogeg or b'mezid. But when it comes to shehia, there is no difference between shogeg and mezid. So that's how he darshined. But he never explained what that means. Does that mean that if you do shehia, it's like being mevashel b'shogeg, regardless of whether you did it b'shogeg or mezid? Or that if you did shehia, it's like being mevashel b'mezid, regardless of whether you did it b'shogeg or mezid? So my veloshna, Rabbi Rav Yosef Dar Matavai le'atera, he meant to say that it's mutter, that just like if you're mevashel b'shabbos b'shogeg, the food is going to be mutter. So too, if you do shehiyah b'shabbos, whether you do b'shogeg or mezid, the food is going to be mutter. Mevashel u'dekavin ma'isa b'mezid lo yochal. By bishul, it's much more chamor because you're doing a ma'isa on Shabbos, and that's why we're going to say if you did it b'mezid, you're not allowed to eat from it. Aval hay de lo kavin ma'isa, but by shehiyah, it doesn't even involve a ma'isa b'mezid na miyochal. And even if you did it b'mezid, you're allowed to eat from it. Rav Nachum Yitzchak Amar li isura, and Rav Nachum Yitzchak says, no, he really meant le'isir. Mivashel hudlalo asili e'arume b'shogeg yochal. When it comes to bishul, where we're not going to be concerned that a person is going to do a harama and purposely cook and lie and say that he did it b'shogeg, because bishul b'shabbos is nisa d'araisa, people don't mess around with things like that. So then we're going to say, okay, if he did it b'shogeg, we believe that it was shogeg and we're not going to punish him and we let him eat from it. But when it comes to shehiyah, where it's very likely that he'll come to mess around and he'll come to do a harama and dafka purposely leave it there cooking into Shabbos, because Shia anyway is only Nisar Drabban and he's not going to take it so seriously, so therefore even if he does a b'shogeg, we're still going to say he's not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara asks on Rabba and Rav Yosef, who held that it's lehetera, that whenever you do Shia, whether you did it b'shogeg or mezid, you're going to be allowed to eat the food. So meisvei, we have a brisa shachach kedera al gabe kira ubishla b'shabbos, that if you left a kedera on a kira and it cooked into Shabbos, b'shogeg yochal b'mezid lo yochal. If you did it b'shogeg, you're allowed to eat it, but if you did it b'mezid, you're not allowed to eat it. B'med varam amurim b'chamish lo huchmo kol tzarcho v'tavshel shol bishul kol tzarcho. That's talking about something that was not fully cooked. Therefore, if you're eating it, you're getting hana'a from the fact that it cooked on Shabbos. But if it was already fully cooked before Shabbos, bein b'shog bein mezid yochal de remeir, then it doesn't matter whether you left it there b'shog bein mezid. Remeir says you're allowed to eat from it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chamin shuhuchmu kol tzorchon mutarim neishem stomach v'ralo. If it was fully cooked, then it's going to be mutter, because the longer it stays cooking, the worse it's going to get. So you're really not getting any hana'a from the shehiyah. V'tavshil shabishol kol tzorcho. But if it's a cooked food, not a cooked liquid, that it's already mevushal to the fullest extent, also, you're not going to be allowed to benefit from the shehiyah, because the assumption is that the longer it cooks, the better it is. So if you eat it after it went through a shehiyah, even though it was already mevushal kol tzarcho before Shabbos started, you are benefiting from that shehiyah. The basic rule is that if it's something that benefited from staying on into Shabbos, it's going to be asur. If it's something that didn't benefit from staying on into Shabbos, it's going to be mutter. So how is this a raya at all? How is this a kasha? Katani miha, it's said in the Braisa that everyone agrees that tavshil shalo bishal kol tzarcho, that if you have a cooked food that is not fully cooked, there's a difference that was not fully cooked by the time Shabbos began, there's a difference between shogeg and mezid. And that's a kasha on Rabbi and Rav Yosef, who said that even b'mezid it's going to be mutter. And it's a kasha on Rav Nachum Yitzchak as well, who said that even b'shogeg it's going to be aser, because over here we said that a shogeg, it's going to be mutter. So Bisham, not Rav Nachman Yitzchok lo kasha, maybe it's not such kasha from Rav Nachman Yitzchok, because he could simply answer, Kan Kodim Gzeira. The Brisa that says that it's Mutter B'Shogeg is talking about before they were Gozer to Aser Tavshil, if you left it cooking into Shabbos. And Kan, when he says Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Aser is even B'Shogeg, is the Achar Gzeira, is after they made such a Gzeira. El Rabba V'Rav Yosef Ta'amri Lahatera. But both Rabba and Rav Yosef, who say that Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba meant to be Makil on Shihia, even when it was done B'Mezid, they're going to have a problem with this brisa, because e kodem gzera kasha mezid. If Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba was talking about before the gzera was made, so then it's a kasha about what the brisa says about mezid, because the brisa asers the food be mezid and he's matir it. And ila achar gzera kasha nami shogeg. And if he's talking about after the gzera was made, then the problem's not only from mezid; it's from the case of shogeg as well, because after the gzera, even b'shogeg it's aser, like we're going to explain. And the brisa that said shogeg is mutter was before the gzera. So how could Rabbi Rav Yosef both have said that if someone is masha b'shogeg or b'mezid that it's going to be mutter? So kasha, so that's taka difficulty. So it says Gemara, my gzera. What is this gzera that we're talking about? That before the gzera, after the gzera? Amar Avida Rav Shmuel, Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav. But chila yu omrin, they used to say before the gzera, hamivashal b'shabbos, if someone actually cooks on Shabbos in violation of the Issa d'Oraisa, b'shogeg, and he does so b'shogeg, yochal, he's allowed to eat the food. B'mezid, if he actually cooks on Shabbos b'mezid, lo yochal, he's not allowed to eat the food because he violated Issa d'Oraisa. B'hu hadin l'shocheyach. And the same is going to be true for someone who put a pot on the fire before Shabbos began in a way that he should have removed it before Shabbos, and he left it there, he forgot it there, so if he's allowed to benefit from that food if he did so b'shogeg. But if he did it b'mezid, even though he didn't violate Nisra D'Oraisa, that food is going to be usher to him as if he cooked it b'adayim. Misha Rabu Meshahin b'mezid va'om shcheichamanu chazru v'kansu ala shocheach. But then when a lot of people started to do this b'mezid and they would claim, oh, whoops, we forgot. So even though they were claiming that they forgot, we know that they were just not so careful about this. So therefore, they made a knas even for someone who forgets. Kasha d'Rameir, d'Rameir, kasha d'Rabiuda, d'Rabiuda. So says more, we have a double stira over here. Rameir in the Brisa that we quote over here is Sosa, what he said in the Brisa that we quoted on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, because previously Rameir was Matir, according to the Beis Hillel, to be Shoha only Chamin, but not a Tavshil. Over here he's Matir, even a Tavshil, that's Mispashal called Tzarcho. And also Kasha Derbida Rabbi Yehuda, because in the previous Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda allowed, at least within the sheet of Beis Hillel, to be Masha Chamin and Tavshil. And over here, he asers Tavshil. Says Mar Rameir, Rameir lo Kasha. It's not a steer within Rameir. Ha l'chachila. The brisa that talks about shehiya is talking about lechachila. Rameir would not allow doing shehiya lechachila on a tavshil, only on chamin. And ha'diavad, the brisa over here that says Rameir allows the tavshil, is talking about that you did the shehiya already. So now the food's not going to become asur. It's not a steer within Rabbi Yudi either. Kan begrufa ketuma, kan b'sheir begrufa ketuma. The brisa previously talking about Akira, that's grufa ketuma, and that's where Rabbi Yudi allows doing shehiya v'tavshil even l'chachila. And the brisa was talking about ein grufa ketuma, and that's why Rabbi Yudi does not allow even b'diavad that which is mitstamek viyafalo. Period. So yibaylu. Now the Gemara raises new shayla. Over v'shahamai. If a person did shehiya b'mezid on a kira that was not grufa, so what's the din of the tavshil? Mikansur rabbanon alo. Is there a special knas mit rabbanon on it, or did the rabbanon never make such a knas? So tashma says, well, we'll bring a raya. Damar shmal barnasan am Rabbi Chanina k'shalach Rabbi Yossi l'tzipori. When Rabbi Yossi went to Tzipori, motzah chamin shenishtal agave kira, he found hot water that was left on a kira on a stove that was not garuf v'lo amar lahen, and he didn't tell them about it because it was mitzamek for Allahim anyway.
beitzim mitzumakos, he found roasted eggs, shenishtar al gabi kibra, that were also on a stove, va'asalehen, and he told them that it's aser, because it's mitzdamek v'yafalo. So my lav la'osa Shabbos, when we say that he asered it, doesn't it mean that he asered using it on that Shabbos? So you see that if you did shihia, the rabban do make a knas, lo, the Shabbos haba'a. No, it says, well, you're misunderstanding the story. He didn't tell them that that food is going to be asr. He told them that the next Shabbos, he taught them the dinim of shihia. The next Shabbos, you better not leave your eggs cooking into Shabbos. But in Achinami, once shihia was done, he was totally matir to eat the food. So I asked the Gemara, Mechlal, debates him itzumakos mitztamkos viyafalenu. Now, should we, from the fact that Rabbi Yossi asked the beitzim, should we assume that beitzim mitzumakos are considered something that's mitztamik viyafalen? Because if it was ralahen, he never would have asked it, just like he never asked chamin. Says more in damar of chamin parchanina pamachas tasarachti ani v'rebi l'makom echad. One time, I and Rebbe were both guests in a certain place. They avi l'fanenu beitzim mitzumakos, and they brought beitzim mitzumakos in front of us. But Radin in a certain type of fruit, and we ate lots of them. So from the fact that they ate so many of them, sounds like it's mitzdamik v'yafalehem. So that's the raya that it in fact is mitzdamik v'yafalehem. Okay, next time, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up at the two dots on the bottom of the page.